Good afternoon and welcome to the Bean Report for this Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014, along with Kristen Podolsky, the production specialist for the Manitoba Pulse Growers. I'm Kelvin Heppner. And Kristen, as we look at the dry bean crop, focusing more on dry beans this week, how are things coming along at this point?
Well, the dry bean crop is a big one in terms of size. There's actually, according to early reports, what, 128,000 acres of dry beans went into the ground. But that being said, they have suffered somewhat from the excess moisture conditions. And right now we are dealing with trying to get the ideal fungicide timing for protection from white mold.
So with fungicide applications underway at this time, what are some of the factors growers should be taking into account when applying fungicide or thinking about applying fungicide to their dry beans?
So the first factor that we should think about is rainfall and weather conditions. So what we need is, you know, 1 to 2 inches of rain before the bloom period to keep that soil saturated for the sclerotia and the soil to germinate. And we also need canopy wetness during the bloom period for the infection to occur. So if we have the rain like we did last night prior to bloom, and then we have moderate temperatures that are forecasted for this week, that's going to increase our risk. The other factor, which is a bit different this year, is how dense your canopy is. So narrow rows will generally be at more risk than wide rows. But the interesting thing this year is that we're seeing, in some cases, lower plant populations and slower canopy closure. So we can get more air movement throughout the canopy and actually reducing our risk of white mold infection.
And again, any fungicide application is preventative in terms of what it does?
Absolutely, and that's why we want to target the blooms, is we want to get those flowers covered with the fungicide before the infection occurs. And it is the early infection that is usually the most detrimental to dry beans.
All right. Shifting to a bit of a different topic then, there are a couple of events coming up in the next few weeks organized by the Pulse Growers?
That's right. We have actually the first ever field tour west. Started to get those growers that have expanded their soybean production into the western part. Our field day is going to be held at the Brandon Research Station on Thursday, July 31st, and we'll focus on soybean agronomy.
And then a subsequent tour for growers to the east?
Yep, our annual tour in Morden will be held on Thursday, August 7th, and we'll focus on both dry beans and soybean research.
And I assume details can be found on your website?
That's right.
All right. Again, that website is manitobapulse.ca. This has been the Bean Report, brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association.